Here we go.
Who the hell are you, man?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
We are the Knights!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Knights of Nerd 2 podcast. We are a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here with
John,
Sam,
and Sean.
And tonight we have a special guest. You can say your name.
Ryan, how you guys doing?
Yeah, we're all in the room this time.
Yay!
Yeah, welcome.
It's crazy.
So Ryan is here because he watches almost as many TV shows as I do, and he watches good stuff. I watch bad stuff. but anyway, the topics for tonight will be, last week we actually put this out there. John recommended, and you also mentioned, to watch American Vandal, and
yep,
I watched the entire series once, and then Sean and Sam decided to watch it twice.
Oh, you guys did it twice
in like a weekend.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, it was 30 minutes.
It was eight episodes, I think.
So basically, it was like a 4-hour show.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
Not bad.
No.
And then we're also going to be talking the premiere of Inhumans. And by premiere, I mean non-IMAX premiere. And we'll talk a little bit about
that. What does that even mean?
It means that it was released on IMAX for one day or a weekend. And then it waited a month, and now it's on TV.
Oh, okay. Oh, so this is the not... Okay, okay.
So, yeah.
So it's a TV premiere.
Non-theater, non-released. Gotcha. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Hopefully it doesn't go long. And then we'll talk The Gifted. The Gifted started Monday. It's the new Marvel show on Fox. And then John has another topic that he threw out there. Do you want to say what it is now?
Yeah, well, you know, they've been mining literally everything imaginable under the sun from our childhoods, which were mostly in the 80s and the 90s. And I'm thinking, let's just keep going deeper, man. Like, let's not stop here. So I kind of threw it out there to everybody to give me your pitches for still unharvested IP that can be rebooted or made into a movie or a video game or what have you. So,
all right.
We'll be doing that.
We'll do that later. And yeah.
That's a long road.
It's a long road. We could go multiple hours of this thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
We should kind of keep it to a few. But anyway, let's start off with the big thing that everybody watched. American Vandal.
It's the new hotness.
Is it kind of the big thing on Netflix right now? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's a Netflix show, Netflix original, and it is a mockumentary of the documentaries that have been spawning up, like Making a Murderer and what's the one at FX? OJ.
No. More like The Jinx and Serial and really any true crime documentary.
Oh. Yeah. Well, there you go. But anyway, 8 episodes. At 30 minutes a pop, and
it's not a big investment.
It's not a big investment at all. So it's 4 hours roughly,
and that flies by too.
Oh yeah, it really does.
Sam and Sean spent essentially their entire weekend watching the show.
So. Yeah, pretty much.
So what we're gonna do for this is we'll try and keep it spoiler free for a little while, and then we'll spoil it. So we'll pretty much give a rundown. I'll just say the rundown now. Basically, it's about a high school prank, quote-unquote prank, where a particular student draws, 27 dicks on a...
27 teacher's cars.
Yeah. Cars in a teacher's parking lot. So they're all teachers in a Oceanside, California high school. And it is if you want to put it this way, it is a documentary about this reporter, this young high school reporter, trying to exonerate the person who was charged.
Well, he's not trying to exonerate. He's more or less just trying to tell the story and get all the facts straight.
Right.
Yeah. Or he's an investigative reporter.
Yes.
Yeah. For a high school. And it is a thing that is serious, but I don't know how you want to describe it, but it's a serious thing that they don't take seriously, but they are taking seriously. It's kind of the hardest thing.
Yeah, I mean, this is like one of those examples of like a parody that's like almost better at what it's parodying than the source material.
Yeah.
Because it's like so spot on, like a hit almost every like of these like kind of notes you have in every like true crime doc where it's like, oh, you know, here's this perfect case that the government or whoever, you know, formulated, and now we're just going to pick it off piece by piece and, you know, undermine every single little fact of proof used against this person.
I feel like it knew what it was. It knew it was a joke, and it some of the plot lines and things that they discover and some of the evidence is a joke, and it pokes a lot of fun at making a murderer. I think it was very well done, and it knew what it was, and it wasn't trying to be something that it couldn't.
Yeah,
because I feel like that's where a lot of shows fail, is they try very hard to copy the source material and be legitimate when we all are expecting, and it should be a parody. Mm-hmm. This knew what it was, and I think nailed it.
Yeah, and it was as just like a story on its own. Weirdly compelling.
Yeah.
Like, yes. I wasn't, bro, yeah. Like, you don't find yourself binging comedies or having to, like, you know, hit play, go to the next one. And I did, because, like, I wanted to find out.
Yeah,
like,
I wanted it. At the
bottom. I kept having to try to remind myself, this is a joke.
Yeah. This isn't real. None of this is real. These aren't real people.
There's no Mr. Krabs.
Yeah.
You find yourself getting attached to whoever the characters are.
Yeah.
In either way, from the accused to the documentary people to the other characters in the show, and it did a very good job. I mean, I was going in expecting very little, just thinking it was going to be a stupid kind of thing, especially when the tagline is "Who drew the dicks?"
I mean, have you ever heard a show mention dicks that much? Ever? Or anybody?
I mean, you got to be going like
in reality
Eastbound and Down type stuff on HBO. Right. I mean, that's you're reaching at that point, but it was hysterical.
Because I just found it so weird, like. You go in and you kind of expect like the main character to be like a cartoon character, and like, yeah, in some ways he kind of is, but you end up like really like empathizing with him and like hoping.
Here's the thing: I feel like everyone in this room went to high school with this kid.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Like I, like just knowing who this kid is, I'm like, oh, I know who that kid is.
Yeah. Someone in this room is raising their hand.
What's up? I'm Dylan. How you doing?
But like it's such a relatable character to like people. Yeah. Like we all went to high school. We all knew these kind of characters where, you know, pranksters and stuff like that would get in trouble for stupid shit and
how they just got laid on with really nothing. They just got assumed guilty until proven innocent and unfortunately.
Right.
I thought it was great how I want to give credit to the director and the editor for this, or the writer, because they really put it together very well, where it didn't seem like there was interrupted flow. It seemed very, very much fluid, and you could stay with it, and you didn't get lost, and there wasn't any deep rabbit holes that you just kind of went down.
I was very happy with like all the twists and turns. That's what made it feel so real, is all those little twists and turns of like what's going on and like new evidence that comes to light, like
the new evidence.
Like
it really took itself seriously,
it was great.
It knew what it was doing, and it worked.
Yeah,
because that could have, if that fit. If that hit, it was going to hit like it did, or if it failed, it was going to fail badly.
It was just going to be a bunch of dick jokes for 4 hours.
And super well acted.
Right.
They overacted, and it flowed with the parody of what it was.
And I don't know. I thought they were pretty, like, everybody was, like, believable. Like, I thought, and it was weird, too, because all the, almost, like, I didn't recognize, like, almost anyone in this. And, I thought you have to, like as you said, Sam, you have to keep reminding yourself this isn't a real thing.
There's two people that I didn't recognize, but our friend Meg, who was watching it with us, she recognized. So first of all, Dylan's stepfather.
Yeah, he's been in stuff.
He was in Life According to Jim with Jim Belushi.
And what was that?
And then
Hall Pass.
Oh, he was in Hall Pass?
Maybe.
But Sam, the character Sam, he was in Just Go With It with Adam Sandler. And Jennifer Aniston.
There's your wait. With Jennifer Aniston? When was that?
Where it's like with
that's an awful one. Anyway.
Adam Sandler.
Did you guys ever watch the show Austin and Ally on Nickelodeon? Was that your generation?
No.
The kid that was Alex, Handjob Alex over there, he was in that. He was like he was like one of the main kind of geeky kids in that. I was looking at him. I just found it on the internet. I'm like, oh my god, that's who that was.
Huh.
The confessionals were awesome.
Mm.
Those were classic.
It's and they even filmed it like they say cut and everything, and then they got up and talked and all this other stuff. It was very well done.
There was even this weird thing too, how it was like, didn't it seem, at least in some way, because I mean we're all pretty young people, relatively speaking. I mean, you know, probably only been removed, I mean, for 10 years in our, you know, mine, Sam's case, 15 year guys. I couldn't believe, like, how the entire story was told on social media. Like, how it's...
Oh, yeah.
Like, how it's all... God. It's all, like, people's Instagram posts and Snapchat.
Yeah. I mean, we're slowly entering spoiler territory, but the party episode.
Yeah.
Where they broke down Nana's party.
Oh, my God.
That was such an amazing episode, how they did that.
Yes.
Like,
it was like a cop.
Oh, it was amazing.
What I thought cops would be doing. To try and figure out something like this.
Oh, this show.
Should we? All right, let's do this before we get into spoilers. Okay. How about this? Why don't we just kind of give an overall? Would we recommend this show to other people who are wanting to find something?
Already did. I recommended it to our friend Meg. This is the reason why Sam and I watched it a second time, and she actually recommended it to her father.
So there you go. That's the viral magic, man.
So I'm thinking we can all agree with this.
Tom Hayden actually told me he watched it.
Really?
So when my 65-70-year-old father tells me I should watch a show about spray painting dicks, I'm like, all right, like, I'm already on it, Dad. I just finished it, and actually, like I said, I mentioned it to you, and you were already on board with it. So I mean, it is getting around, and I've told a couple people, and they've watched an episode or two. And you have to prepare yourself though, because it is. You go in thinking it's going to be this raging laugh-out-loud comedy over spray-painting dicks, but it's not.
Yeah, it's all, like, a lot of it is so, like, subtle.
But then you're thinking about it, like, this kid is bragging about getting a hand job. You have to laugh at that throughout the whole episode.
Okay, now we're entering into spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
So where would we say this is kind of compared to Netflix original TV shows, by the way?
Honestly, I put this is the best television I've seen all year.
Yeah, really? This is like Stranger Things kind of feel to me.
Like, this is the best I've seen all year.
Top three. I think Atypical tops that.
I have not seen.
That is
you told me about that.
Fantastic.
And I will watch it.
Take the time.
Given it relates to us. In
fantastic.
A few ways.
Top three. Top three for Netflix.
For Netflix, definitely.
I'm taking out Marvel. The Marvel, like the Daredevil and that stuff. Okay, I put that off to the side because that's just in and of itself. I watched Ozark as well with Jason Bateman. I thought that was pretty good.
Okay.
And I put this above that, but Atypical. It was fantastic. And Netflix did a great job with it. Their original stuff is starting to.
Yeah.
You guys had a dialogue about cutting the cord. Well, look at the miniseries that they're putting out that is better than what's on Fox, CBS, and NBC.
They're almost at, like, and I think we mentioned this, like, for me, they're almost at that, like, HBO level of, like, okay, I'll share. You guys greenlit it. Although they greenlight, like, a lot of stuff. So,
they're leaps and bounds ahead of Hulu and Amazon for original content.
Yeah.
And the nice thing with them is they're picking up shows that other places drop. Like, there's a show called, not to go off on a tangent, but Longmire. It's a
West. Yeah, my dad watches that show.
I like the show. It got canceled on, like, TNT or TBS, but Netflix picked it up for the last two seasons. So I'm like, all right, great. That's where shows can kind of go.
They did that with The Killing as well.
Okay. So they know what they're doing. They're grabbing an audience that wants a little more, and they're getting some juice out of you by, what, 10, 12 bucks a month or whatever it is.
Yeah. And they're probably doing it for wicked cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're desperate for money.
Usually, like, for Longmire and, like, The Killing, they're like, we'll do the last season or two.
Yeah.
Like, just let the director and the writer really finish their story and give the viewer some kind of closure.
Yeah.
Netflix is doing it right.
And I'm wondering if they're really going balls out to some of these things, because that was in 4K.
Yes, it was.
Really?
American Vandal was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I know, like,
and I know there's only a few on Netflix that are 4K, so they really thought they had something with that.
Yeah.
But is that saying something about our populace as a whole, that they decided to market 27 spray-painted dicks to the first 4K?
Yeah.
They know us well.
I think that's a bigger discussion for a later time.
Like, a 4K show has both Baby Fart 1 and 2.
None tree humping. Oh, yes.
What did you guys think about the Wayback Boys in general? Because I thought it was, like, so, like, spot on how it's, like... And, okay, little meta... In a way, sort of like the podcast, where, like, we spend all this time on it and, like, 20 people listen. But... And that's being generous. But I just thought it was like hilarious because it's like, yeah, of course this guy would be like try to do a prank, you know, YouTube channel. Like,
yeah. All right, we're gonna go into spoilers at this point. Yeah, okay. So all if right. you haven't seen it,
by,
see
way,
it,
by the way, thank you for those 20 views.
Yes, yes. We love all of you for what you are.
Yeah, don't ever change.
Okay, when was the first point in the show that you guys knew like, oh, they have something? To me, it was as soon as they... Oh, God, what's his name now? The shitty, like, redhead kid.
Who's Alex Tremble.
Alex Tremboli.
Tremboli.
Who...
Sounds like an Italian sandwich.
As soon as they try little to, like, bitch. You know... as soon as they go bitch. After his credibility for the yeah. hand job, oh, I was yeah. just like, oh, my God,
this the is breakdown amazing. Of the hand job.
The 3D yeah, model was, on the dock.
With, like, the giant, like, 3-foot dick. And it's like, oh, my God. That was the funniest fucking thing.
Yeah, yeah. It was like it was not only was it funny that they were doing that, I was so intensely following yeah. along oh, yeah. with that. I was oh, like, yeah. okay, yeah, this makes sense.
Looking at who could have the angle to see the yeah. hand job. For me it was when they were showing the snapshots of Dylan drawing the dicks on that teacher's board and putting oh. ball hair and they say, oh, there's no ball hairs on the cars, and I'm just like, yeah. okay, they went yeah. they went pubic hair. Okay, they went there, and I'm like, I'm in.
Just that moment when he's like, "Do you see anything?" And Sam's like, "Ball hairs,
ball hairs,
ball yeah. hairs." Like so serious, like ball hairs, like,
shaft to ball ratio, all yeah. that. It was.
Yeah. I think for
like
for,
looking for at the heads me. Of the dicks, and like, who would spend that much time drawing the head mushroom of the head. Dick?
Yeah,
the mushroom.
Well, so I gotta say, for me, it was the hand job thing that I'm like, all right, I can see that. But it was before then when they did the hey with two Y's and the text message.
Oh, yes, God. Nailed it.
And then it just.
And then they go to Urban Dictionary and it tells you what hey with two Y's means. The fact that they
does
incorporate.
Does it really mean that?
I have no, man, I have no idea.
There are many memes out there.
Like, I didn't know what Netflix and chill was until like a year ago.
I saw the emoji movie. I had no idea what the fuck that was.
Yeah, he didn't know what emojis were before going into emoji movie.
I mean,
yeah.
that's yeah. a dumb podcast.
I said Netflix and chill to my boss at work. I'm like. And then I found out later what it meant.
Like, you are what? So behind.
Wait,
on
did
the
you
times.
Offer to Netflix? And
no, no, no. I told
boss?
Her I was doing that with Christina, oh, and then I was just. She's like, "What are you doing this weekend?" Ooh. Yeah.
Well, what are you doing you this Netflix weekend? And chill
Netflix
with your
and
wife.
Chill. Yeah. Me and Christina will Netflix and chill. I'm like, what does that mean?
why am I going to HR?
That's okay. I like to think I'm ahead of the curve with some of that stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe she didn't know.
This show definitely made me feel like an old, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
The amount yes. of social media in this show is just...
incredible.
And what they pieced... Again, like you mentioned, when they pieced together that yeah. scene at the party...
Oh, yeah.
Just...
Where yeah. the spray paint amazing. Can was between 11:55 because yeah. of Sean's Instagram post, and then Sam at 11:57 shows it's not there, and then you see Chris walking away with a plaid shirt.
Yeah.
It was,
yeah.
and then like these two assholes are doing a Facebook Live. So it's
yeah. like, you know what was awesome? They probably the people who the director and all them are probably first thought of. If we were reporters, how would we do this? And then they came up with some elaborate thing and then social media videos and all this stuff. And then they stepped back and like, okay, well, how do we film this for our show?
Mm.
And, I mean, you'd have to look at everything again, which was great. I thought it was a great show.
Yeah, because there is like a bit of like three-dimensional chess with it. It's like, well, what actually happened? How are we going to cover it? And like, you know, just... I mean, like, the fact they have, like, these... And there is kind of, I guess, a little bit of suspended disbelief with this pack. Like, all those, like, high-tech graphics they have. Like, because yeah. they're oh, just, yeah. like, an AV club. But, I mean, you need that, though, you know?
Yeah. I feel like we are all avoiding the elephant in the room, which is the greatest character in this entire show, which is, what, Ming?
Ming, yeah.
Ming, yeah.
The little Asian kid.
Where, like, during the party, we're like, Ming's first beer. And then, like, later on, like, Ming's ninth beer.
And then when they, as corny and as funny as that is, they found a loophole in someone's alibi because of that.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Does anyone know CPR? Well, Mrs. Snotgrass was supposed to be at CPR yeah. training. And I mean, it. They,
oh, yeah.
they worked everything back together. They went so off on
he tried scene. To funnel six beers.
He said he could do it.
And then. And then they go back to Rispoli, too, because, like, they show him with the same beer, like, 2 hours later.
Because the yeah. label was bent.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, man.
Wait.
What?
Let's speak into the CPR check. Who do we think did it?
Oh, she totally did
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she totally did. I think did. She did it.
It was never proven.
All right, I was wondering if I missed something because I rewatched that last episode and Rachel goes, my wife goes, so who drew the dicks? I go, I don't know. I'm kind of upset, but I, she goes, well, this is season two, and I was like, yes.
Is there a season
two? There has to be, because you don't know who drew the dicks. You have to close that loop, right?
No, I don't know. It's like the OJ thing. Like, they never actually...
Well, now, if you see the ratings...
He did it, but he didn't do it.
Do you do a ratings grab and go for it?
I don't know. I feel like it's implied she did it.
Do you want my theory?
Okay, why not?
It's Mr. Krabs.
Oh, the
because...
No, the Jack teacher.
The guy who gets fired for talking
about...
He's like, I'm a history teacher, but, you know, I'm looking for a job. I don't want to teach history.
As he's, like, weightlifting with his shirt on, drinking a beer. And
the library's like, would I say that someone in my class is incredibly hot and attractive?
But she's hot.
No, but... God!
Yeah. It was cool. It was something different and refreshing from everything else that we're kind of used to watching.
Yeah. And what I think made the show sustainable for 8 episodes is that, like, what was it? Maybe like 4 or 5 in, they start dealing with like the effects of the show coming out.
Yeah.
I thought was really... That was
cool. Yes.
Yeah. Like, it was a... Because it wasn't getting stale, which is great that they did it before it got stale. Because, like, I hate those shows where it's like, oh, it's really good, and then it kind of dries down, and then it gets good at the end. But
it's like American Horror Story last season.
Yes.
They switched at the perfect time,
I guess. Right.
Yeah, you saw the kids getting in trouble at school, at home, like, the at home, dealing with the neighbor, trying to get the Kiefer Sutherland voicemail, which sounded nothing like Kiefer Sutherland at all.
Well, it's either Dylan or Kiefer Sutherland. Kiefer Sutherland's a rich actor. I don't know why he'd do that.
And then when they do the almost interrogation room type camera shots, you know, when he's in with the school board, and they ask him to redo, like, I did my Kiefer Sutherland voice, and I'm just like, that's so awful. And he's trying to do it, and he's like, yeah, that's Kiefer Sutherland. And you just like the school board principal guy or whatever is like, no. It was great, and the mom is so stupid.
Oh yeah,
she's just a complete ditz. It was they nailed it. What do you say? They nailed it.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
So how about the end with Dylan? Like, did that hit anybody else hard?
Yes.
Yeah.
At the very end,
it had such a hard hitting message.
He went back to the life of crime.
Yeah.
Basically, because he was basically pointed at, like, the fingers were pointed at him, saying he is the bad person. He eventually became the bad person
because he was told. Everybody views you as a bad person. You're going to become it yourself. You'll eventually give in to being a bad person.
Yeah, you got the rep. You might as well go with it at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did like when he came in and just threw the kid's Tremboli's pizza on the ground and just the face he made. Yeah.
Just shook up the Coke.
Yeah. Just nonchalantly shook it. I was waiting for him to, like, crack it, and I think that's what made it better is he didn't crack it.
Yeah.
So then you don't get it over. The kid probably really wants that soda. Now he has to wait for it to defizz. I'm like, that's the worst. The little things, the little nuances in there were really good.
Or, like, when he's in class, he's like, I'm trying to answer more questions. And he's like...
Our Stu Ferdinand was assassinated. What conflict did that start?
War of 1812.
No.
I got a pencil. No. Does anybody need a pencil? He thinks he's going to get, like, an A because he brought an extra number 2 pencil to class.
Oh,
boy.
So clearly, whoever's listening can tell that we all thoroughly enjoy the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I give it a hard recommendation.
Sorry.
No pun intended with dicks.
Hard recommendation.
I really recommend these dicks hard. I really suggest you go for it.
The ball to shaft ratio. The
ball to shaft ratio was on point.
The show never got limp.
Nope.
Yeah.
It stayed true. Yeah. I mean, it really hit home.
And all the names of the episodes had something to do
with
all penis. Dick jokes.
All dick jokes.
It was great.
Were they really?
Yeah.
You didn't know?
I didn't.
It was like hard evidence. Like, limpy alibis.
I have them all right here. Okay, so you have hard facts. A limp alibi. Nailed. Growing suspicion. Premature theories, gag order, climax, and cleanup.
I didn't even realize
that. But, like, just the fact that they thought so much to even do little nuances like that
is
the truth lies in the details, and it was... It's fine.
Well, okay.
And like I just like too that it wasn't even just about like who did the dicks. Like you get this whole story with oh god, I can't even think of them. Two main guys who make the movie.
Sam and
Peter.
Peter. Like yeah. How I still love the scene where they try to like have like rival theories against each other.
Oh, and they shit on each other. Like,
yeah, incredible. And one of them is just like, yeah, Peter did it because he likes cocks. And the other one is this like detailed, like he's trying to get prom canceled, so yeah. This girl doesn't go to prom.
And one thing we're not even touching: how about his girlfriend? How she was doing nude Twitch videos while playing like Call of Duty,
yeah.
or something like that. Whatever she was playing, doing strip things. Like if she lost in Call of Duty, she had to take her clothes off.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
But then it shows that Dylan was there giving her dog food.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah. I love the lawyer. When he's like, one of my wife, whoa, can't see that. Like, don't worry, she's 8. He's like, no, those mature tits.
Like, yeah, he's just sitting in the chair. He's like, those tits are mature. But anyway, cool. good show. We should move on from this.
Yeah.
I kind of want to get Christina to watch it. I think it would be funny. I do. All right, but
let's go to another really good show.
Inhumans. So we have to get this out of the way.
Yeah, we have to. Like, so let's just rip the Band-Aid, get it over with.
Inhumans is the new Marvel TV show. It's on ABC. It's supposed to be a another thing. So it's supposed to be like a brother, a brother to S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah,
you know, and be one of those Marvel shows. Ryan, you and I watched all of it.
Yep.
Sean watched half. I watched John half. And Sam watched
10 minutes.
A little bit.
I watched 15 minutes and then watched Will and Grace.
I watched plenty.
You watched enough. Yeah, no, that's all you needed.
I rode the struggle bus getting through that thing. It was really difficult. It was slow. I thought even the sets were just corny and just not...
Wicked cheesy.
Not cool. Like, it had a very, like, old Star Trek-y feel. Like, the sets were just that bad.
Actually, yeah, that's right.
And
like a cardboard set almost.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Very much CGI.
In that first scene, like, when that girl's running through the jungle...
Oh, my God.
And it was
God.
Raining, and you could clearly see it was a beautiful day out.
No, you know what bothered me about that? When she was running through and she's like, who are you? Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm Triton. You're inhuman just like me. Okay. Oh, no, they're shooting at us. Oh, no, we should run. And she's like, ah, like the stupidest run possible. Like no, running away from the bullets. Her acting, because that was the opening scene. When I watched that
girl. You have to grab
girl,
the audience there.
Yeah, that girl's acting was so atrocious that I knew what was in store for me was going to be a train wreck.
You didn't miss much, Sean.
You didn't miss much at all. So, I'm not even going to go into a synopsis with this because it's really not worth it.
No.
There was
so
no reason
Will
for
and
this
Grace
to be
are
in.
Living together again.
There is. We're not talking Will and Grace. You said we're not supposed
not
to.
Not this episode, Sam.
There was no reason for this to be in IMAX. At
no.
all.
No.
Think about the scenes.
I don't think there's any show I've ever watched that it's like, yeah, it should be an IMAX.
Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones started.
But like
in
the
IMAX.
Good No, but like the good Game of Thrones episodes. Like
I think
Watchers
it was
on the Wall, you know?
I think it was premieres that started in IMAX.
Yeah,
but anyway,
none of the premieres
think
would
about
be worth
the shots, the screenshots. Not you guys, but think about what camera shots would ever make sense. In IMAX.
The ones in Hawaii?
Maybe the panorama when they land, whatever happened
in
Hawaii. When they land there.
It.
Maybe that's it.
Nothing else.
No. Nope.
I don't want to see Adeline for cardboard box.
You mean the mines? Palace.
I think maybe the coolest scene was when the, I don't even know what the heck he is, the guy with the tattoos on his face.
Karnak. His name is Karnak.
When he like, he goes and beats people and then he gets killed
yeah.
and he's like
yeah.
oh
that,
was
the
I don't like
scene.
That I don't think that's good, let's redo this again, because he put himself in like a hologram. I was like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
but that was it.
That was the best.
That was it.
That was the best.
He was honestly the best actor.
And the main character doesn't talk.
Well, yeah, that's
Black Bolt.
That's Black Bolt.
He doesn't talk.
No,
he can't.
I know, but it's annoying.
Yeah, it is. Well, for an actor who can't talk, you think body language should definitely take over. But he's like stone-faced, no emotion.
Nothing.
He's like, here's my sign
yeah,
language.
That was really
and why were they talking
annoying.
To him like on a phone or whatever? Like,
oh, that was Medusa. That was his wife.
It's just communicators. It's like, you know, the Avengers thing where they're talking, but you don't
no,
actually
like,
see what they're talking
about. Why
the
fuck
turtle
do you,
com?
But yeah. Why are you talking to a mute, like, on a fuck? I don't know.
Because they have this they can actually communicate.
Okay,
there's ways that they
can. I'm not literally saying, like, how can they? I mean, like, that's such a dumb fucking scene.
Let it out,
whole
man.
2 hours. The whole 2 hours.
Was it 2 hours?
It was two episodes.
1 and 2.
So it was like an hour and a half.
I only watched the first.
I mean,
I watched the Saints Dolphins after that. Yeah. And even that, you know, the Dolphins didn't score any points, and I thought that their offense was more interesting than the show. And they have Jay Cutler at quarterback.
In Jay Cutler's defense, he tried to retire.
He did. And they even made a joke about our former colleague for a month. I couldn't do the show. I was kind of excited for it because anything Marvel, you're going to get me with just the name.
Yeah.
And it just, it fell beyond flat, man. Like, it was bad.
And you would think that one of the coolest, probably of all those, the coolest character face value would be Medusa with the hair.
Gone.
Gone. Already.
Yeah.
I mean, the hair is gone.
She was like, was it Sindel from Mortal Kombat?
What? No.
Who's the lady that could whip her hair around in Mortal Kombat? That's what I thought of her.
Yeah, okay. I guess similar in a way, but no.
That's I was like, okay, I associate it with that. And then they just... And the guy that was raging the coup, he looked like such a dweeb.
Yeah, he is.
Like, that's it.
He's a Ramsey human.
Ramsey Bolton.
I couldn't get behind it. I did think the guy, was it Gorgon? Gorgon?
With the hooves?
Yeah,
he was kind of cool.
Yeah, I thought that
was all right. And a completely wasted scene was with, like, what's supposed to be, I guess, the Felicity smoke of the NASA or whatever the heck that rover thing was. Please. I was like, oh, here we go. Let's involve this. And I was just, it jumped around and it didn't keep me.
No, there was nothing holding you, tying you to anything. The reason why I stuck with it is I wanted to see Black Bolt and how they did his powers. Mm. And
there was
I really thought
one scene with his parents.
No, they did something.
There was a second scene.
Yeah,
Hawaii,
you didn't watch the second hour. No, it was good. It was Black Bolt. So
it was that scene was cool. There were a couple like cool quick scenes, but nothing to sustain me for another hour.
Keep you. Oh. That's the only thing that would keep me is to see the Black Bolt stuff, but. At this point, this show is pretty much done. It has a low, low rating. I think it was 0.9 or something like that. Jesus. Rating? Sean, can you pull that up?
What rating on...
just anywhere.
Well, IMDb gives us a 5.3.
Right? Well, high. So many people saw it in IMAX.
And American Manly got an 8.3. So you had a show about dicks that got an 8.3 and a Marvel-related show that got a 5 point something.
Well, what's S.H.I.E.L.D.? So look at S.H.I.E.L.D. and then look at Peggy Carter, if you can, please. But I think at this point,
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has a 7.5,
and then Peggy Carter,
yeah,
well,
or Agent Carter, I think it's called.
Oh,
Agent
Carter. That's right, Agent Carter.
But I just, you know,
8.0.
Look at this show,
and that got canceled. Remember
literally
that.
Yeah. The same like crap. That's, I mean, like, honestly, if you told me that this had nothing to do with Marvel, I would have believed you.
Yeah.
No, it really
does.
That's
doesn't. A good point.
It just seemed like another shitty like fantasy show.
At this point, I think the series is over after one season.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. There's no way.
Unless it somehow picks up.
There's who's going to stick around?
Do you think they'll get a movie?
No. I would be more excited for a movie instead of this show.
Yeah, this.
Probably.
Well, you have wooden acting. You have
crappy sets,
crappy costumes. Crappy dialogue.
In its defense, it is a TV show, so the budgets are not going to be high. But then again,
if
you go to
IMAX,
but the way they promoted that thing, you would think that they would have sunk some dough into it.
I mean, it's not like it was, you know, premiered in a large venue.
At this point, I think I'm done.
I'm going to give it one more just for the sake of conversation with you guys. But
I want to see Black Bolt. That's all I want. Mm. But he's one of my favorites, so I don't, you know, that's just kind of a nostalgia thing for me. But I think it's just hard to keep up with at this point because there's so much stuff. It's already in the death slot. It's on Friday nights at 9.
Yeah.
Well, then you go against with another show we're going to be talking about, which was 100 times better than this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So Gifted. If you're going to allocate an hour, are you going to watch Inhumans or Gifted?
Yeah. See, one last
to be fair, 100 times 0 is still 0.
God, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, he's
right.
It was 0.9. Sorry, 0.9. Okay.
It's still a 90. But anyway, one last comment on what the hell were we just
Inhumans.
Talking about? Inhumans.
The Inhumans.
At this point, I think it's triage. I think you had a couple bright spots.
Mm-hmm.
I think you said Lockjaw was good.
I said Lockjaw was the best actor in the show, yeah, jokingly.
Animated dog.
Yeah, but animated dog was the only thing that would kept me interested.
Lockjaw is easy to deal with. I think Triage at this point.
Giant fucking dog that can teleport. Yeah,
you still have shield. You still have shield.
Yeah.
I think you might want to tie up your story. I think they already finished filming this season, but yeah. I think in a way you tie up this story with only a couple of the good pieces left. So you have Lockjaw and then Karnak, and then filter them into S.H.I.E.L.D.
To be completely honest about this show...
Don't say Crystal.
No. Okay. Ken Leong, who plays Karnak, he is by far the best actor in this show.
Oh, definitely.
By far.
Yeah, and definitely. His powers, they actually looked like they sat through and be like, okay, how cool. are we going to do
that
this
with this
guy?
That whole fight scene was just really cool, and yeah. I want more of that, but I'm not going to get it.
But the whole show can't base around just his fight scenes. Right. It'll just die.
No,
you can't do it.
Yeah, it's already dead.
Yeah.
But, like, there was that scene during when they... The ceremony when they converted the two people with the gas.
The Terrigen.
Where his character basically gave you, like, everything you needed to know for no fucking reason. Like, how he's standing there and he's, like, naming things off. Yeah, like, this is a tradition, blah, 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 blah. Like,
incredibly weird.
Why are you saying this?
We all know this because we've all lived here our whole lives. Yeah. Why are you telling us this?
Like, it would be okay if, like, the priest guy, whatever, who did the ceremony, if he, like, said it. But the fact that he was saying it behind Black Bolt and, like, everybody was like, oh, yeah, you're totally right. Like, keep going with your monologue.
It was
whatever.
Just a generally bad show. You can't come up with any reasons for that.
No, they whiffed.
They whiffed hard.
Horribly.
Really hard. But again, I'd say just fold those two into S.H.I.E.L.D. and then take it from there.
Well, they already had the Inhumans season of S.H.I.E.L.D., so...
Yeah, but filter them because you still have Quake on S.H.I.E.L.D., so...
Yeah.
And S.H.I.E.L.D. got a little bit better towards the end.
Honestly,
last season.
I don't think there's any Marvel Studio TV shows that are, like, watchable that aren't on Netflix. And I'm not saying all the Netflix ones are great.
I completely agree. Like, at times, S.H.I.E.L.D. is hard to watch.
Well, that's... All right. Well, that said, how about we move on to the next Marvel show?
But it's not Marvel.
It's not Marvel Studios. It's Fox.
So why don't we go on to Gifted?
What channel was the Gifted on, John?
Fox.
Okay.
It just keeps getting higher.
Unlike the ratings of Inhumans.
Conversation over.
Okay, it's done.
Closed. They started filming season 2 of Legion.
Did they?
Yeah. Did you watch Legion? They got a nice set.
Legion was...
Watch it.
Oh, dude. Okay. Dude. Legion's good. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. It's good. On FX, yeah. So they get away with a little bit more.
Is it on after 10?
It's on at 10.
There you go. It's like Sons of Anarchy type stuff. So they have, like, all the FCC rules kind of go out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can swear a little. I think they do swear a little bit in Legion.
Not as bad as
also,
American
the logic
Horror
rules kind of go out the window.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's so fucked up.
It's
like,
a good
show. It's great.
A good Legion. Because it all kind of folds together.
Do you know anything about the comic book? You don't read the comic books.
Is this the one? Is it a show of the movie Legion?
No.
Two totally separate things.
It's about X-Men. Like, Legion is an X-Men.
Okay.
So I don't know if you don't read comics and stuff. Watch the show.
Okay.
And then next season, we'll get back together and talk, because we still have that theory that wasn't completed in the first season, and then it will probably carry over to the next. So watch it. It was pretty good, though. I think it was only 8 to 10 episodes. It was really good.
Yeah, it's short, but it's
FX.
It trips balls.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah.
It was very, very well filmed.
Yeah, if you got a little assistance, too, it's a great show. You know what I mean?
Well, it's legal in our state now, so...
It is. Our commonwealth.
But anyway, let's move on to The Gifted.
Yes.
So we all saw The Gifted.
Yes.
And I think I can speak for everybody where this is 100 times better.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Than Inhumans.
But 100 times zero is still zero.
Yeah, thank you, Sam.
Yes, it was way better.
The Gifted is a Fox TV show who owns the rights to the X-Men. And this is one of their kind of putouts for cable TV, for network TV.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just spoil it. We've already...
Well, first
initial
of all,
reaction.
Timeline. It takes place after Days of Future Past in that timeline. So the X-Men no longer exist. The Brotherhood of Evil Mutants no longer
exist.
Well,
they say they disappeared.
Right. They, quote, don't exist, end quote.
Yeah.
So it's basically, and the Sentinel program basically became a program to round up mutants and basically put them in detainment centers.
Of humans, not robots by that little short guy.
Right, right.
Which
right.
I thought was really, I thought
when I he mean, said the Sentinel spider unit, ones, yep, but
not like the big Sentinels, right, which right. I thought was kind of a cool little thing. When they said, we're with the Sentinel Task Force or whatever, yeah. I was like, oh, I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah. Cool little Easter egg type thing.
Although, there. Best Easter egg is when the guy's phone went off and you heard.
I heard that. Yeah. I said, Rachel, I go, that's the X-Men theme. She goes, you need a life.
Yeah. I kept singing it. Like when it shut off, like I don't know what that phone call was about, but I was like,
I think if you're watching The Gifted, I think there, and you don't know anything, or you don't really know anything about X-Men, or you don't know too in depth as to the timeline, as you put it, you really need to dumb it down and say, this is after all the X-Men movies except for Logan.
Yeah.
And then just pop the show right in there, and then that's what you got to really dumb it down.
I feel like you can watch it and not have any background and still know what was going on.
Right. Yeah.
They made the references to the X-Men, but like they really didn't need to.
No, it was like a passing comment.
I think they did it for nerds. Yeah. Like us that are like, hey, what timeline are we in here? Where are we? Pre-Logan, post-Logan? You know, but
yeah,
and only
you can even just forget Logan.
As of right now, the only movie character that is in this show is Blink.
Yes.
And she's still very young.
Yes.
So
if you're, I mean, if you're looking at it like that, if you're looking,
wait, which one was Blink?
Jamie Chung
opens the portals.
Yeah, the portal. Portal girl.
The portals where you can go into
the Asian American.
Oh, well, this was in.
She was in Days of Future Past.
Okay. Yeah.
The same.
No, it wasn't the same actress.
I hate when they do that.
I was okay with that because it's a different timeline and she's younger.
And if you look at the Days of Future Past. She maybe 40 seconds of material.
Yeah,
she's so not it's in nothing there really. You'll connect.
I don't want to go on a tangent, but like the show, The Flash, and then The Flash in Justice League, they're on at the same time, and it's not the same guy. Drives me nuts. Okay, so anyway, with The Gifted, I'm sorry, I had to get that off my chest.
No, we're in the same boat with you. So
we need to just like, and I'm not. We just need to like have certain pods that are just okay, guys. DC free zone. We're not going there because if we go there, we're not going out.
Last week we were DC free.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. So anyway,
the
Gifted. I liked it. I thought it was the powers were cool. The way that the younger kid's powers came out, I thought was tough to watch, but really a great way to get his powers to come out. And then, you know, are we spoiling? Or,
yeah, go for it.
Go ahead.
And the way the sisters' powers came out, I thought were kind of cool. And then ironic, of course, you know, right away their dad is an anti-mutant person, works. As soon as I knew he was putting prosecuting mutants, I was like, his kid's a mutant.
Yeah.
Like, you have to do that for a story. The Sentinel thing was cool.
Well, the description of the show is an attorney general who prosecutes mutants finds out his kids are mutants. That's, I mean,
yeah,
there you go.
It's like it's William Stryker all
and
over.
And then they had like the Underground Railroad for mutants, which I thought was kind of cool.
That is really, I like how they're doing this. I like how they're kind of going that route, you know, with the Brotherhood kind of gone and the X-Men kind of gone.
And this show marks the time the third of Magneto's children have been put on screen of TV or movie.
Huh? Third?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they had Quicksilver.
Quicksilver in two movies.
In two movies. And then
Wanda Maximoff in Ultron was... Well, technically it was the one before
Your American Horror Story.
Laura Dane, the girl Polaris. Who's in prison, that is Polaris. That's his third child.
I know.
So
are they all with different people?
I believe
Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch are sister and brother, so they're twins.
Yeah.
He earned it.
Yeah. You know, he did his time. He was in Auschwitz. I mean, he deserves it. It was good. I really liked it.
I thought this was fantastic.
Compared it to the dog vomit we talked about before, and how do you even waste your time watching the other show now?
On the plus side, Bryan Singer did direct some of these.
I think this episode really looked like a movie.
I think, came out as a movie. I think. For X-Men, the foxes. If Bryan Singer is involved, it's pretty much a home run. Like
he didn't do the third X-Men.
No, and that sucked. Yeah. That's the worst of them all. But I feel like if Bryan Singer's involved, it's going to be good. Like, I know we all kind of shit upon Apocalypse last year, but I mean, for these kind of movies, I mean, yeah, it could have been better, but like it was on par. That was our complaint. Yeah. It didn't do anything.
No, I think Apocalypse was actually just bad.
Nah, I don't think
it was an X3, but it was.
No, it was probably the worst of the X-Men movies so far, but it still wasn't.
Yeah, it's the worst X-Men movie that's not X3.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Or Wolverine. Only a couple good parts from that movie.
Or Wolverine Origins. That was bad too.
I asked my sister.
I don't know if I could split those, truthfully, but don't need to go there.
Yeah. One day, we got to sit down and just, because Chris, you keep saying that we're going to put out this list of Marvel, like what the best Marvel movies and what the worst.
Oh, Marvel? Oh, yeah.
I think we, like, realistically, we should sit down with the Fox ones, the X-Men universe, because that's where it gets interesting.
That's where there will be differences.
Yeah.
Particularly with,
Yeah.
So, I differ from you guys in this.
You didn't like it.
I didn't hate it, but
well, contrarian.
This was the most generic X-Men show you could make. Like, if you were gonna sit down and make an X-Men show, this would be the first idea you'd have.
Yes and no. I mean, there's no big bad villain right now. It's just a show. So you have to drag out the big bad villain is the Sentinels. No, it's a Sentinel program. Yeah, but you need that one
dude. There's going to be that one dude.
This fucking guy.
There will be, but I kind of. It's a TV show, so you have to drag it out. So I think it's going to be the Sentinels, and it's going to be the Sentinel program as the overall bad.
But I mean,
not I'm only that, they kind of rushed into this, like. I didn't really care when all of a sudden the kids had powers, because I had just seen them for 10 minutes.
Yeah, but do you think they needed to do it to get in the protagonist to bring the conflict into the show?
Me care that these kids are now being chased down. Or
if the only reason why you care about them is because they have powers, it's probably not the best. You know, most interesting characters. Yeah. Even though I've never seen the show. Although I sort of intended to, but never saw the show. I know what you're saying.
You have to empathize for the boy.
Because he was being bullied.
That was kind of a tough, brutal scene.
It was, but
it was very Carrie-ish.
It was like a five-minute scene.
The gym. The way what happened in the gym is very much what... Good reference right there. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Really good.
But it was like a five-minute scene, and they implied that this was building up to this. But they didn't show me that, and so when he finally snapped, I didn't really feel this was a big moment. Like, it was just was the first time I was seeing this, and now he snapped, and so, it kind of rushed into this.
I think they rushed it.
They were just too quick to, jump into this whole, they're on the run now.
But I think that was the point. I think the point of this show is to give the fans of X-Men another glimpse of a different perspective of the universe.
Outside of the teams.
Outside of the major teams.
Which this is supposed to incorporate X-Factor. That's kind of the point of this show is to get into X-Factor.
But I think it gives you a different perspective of, less world-ending X-Men group with all the major players, Jean Grey and, Beast and all them. I think just giving you an alternative side, saying that now everybody's hunted. Because in the movies, they're not hunted. The only hunted is Logan.
Yeah.
It's the only...
X2, they were hunted.
Yeah.
But they were still not in the perspective.
And X3, they were.
Yeah.
Not in the matter.
Maybe they're always hunted.
Of the anti-freedom or the Extended Freedom Act. What was it called?
Extended Patriot Act.
Patriot Act.
What a fucking shitty name.
Couldn't even come up with their own thing. Let's just work off this.
It should be the Mutant Act. Moderating unidentified teenagers. I don't know.
It puts it in perspective of how big the mutant problem really is, that they actually adjusted something that everybody knows in reality.
Yeah, that's another thing. They just, like, threw us into this world without explaining, like, why are the mutants getting hunted down? Maybe they'll explain that later, but, like...
I guarantee you they will. It's all about the Sentinel program.
Yeah, and, but it's and more I feel for like the fans of the comics.
But I feel like we're going
fans.
To...
Yeah, but if you're making a TV show, you don't just make it for the fans.
We're definitely going to get into it. So,
they didn't make that for the fans.
They made S.H.I.E.L.D. for the fans.
They didn't make Inhumans for the fans.
Well, they had to get to conflict and a chase to keep you ingrained and invested in the show.
Yeah. How does the like production value compare to...
So much better.
Than Inhumans?
Inhumans or even in the
way
other
way better.
Inhumans definitely, oh my god, leaps and bounds better. Yep. I'd say it's on par with probably Netflix, but a little bit more of the action CGI explosion stuff, but lower than Legion.
You've got mutants, so I mean mutant powers. Like there's the dude who can I'm like Eclipse. Is that Forge?
Eclipse.
Is it
Eclipse? I thought it was Sunspot.
Oh yeah, where he can basically use his power to like weld things.
He can weld with his mind.
He went to a tech school.
But and then like Blink's power is pretty cool.
I love how they're showing. So I love the fact that some of these powers for some of these characters are already established. So Eclipse already has his powers. He already knows how to use them. Thunderbird,
yeah,
has his powers. He knows how to use them. But then Eclipse is she has them, but she's kind of. Can't grasp it yet, and then you have this kid who just got him. Yeah. And, you know, it's going to be the spectrum of everything.
There's the scene where they're in the car, and he's like, I can't use my powers. Like, he doesn't know how to get there yet.
And then he goes to a dark place where he pulls from that bullying scene with the vending machine.
Right.
And then the cool thing, like you described, when you had all those little robot... droid thingies, he just rips them apart, and it showed like a different. I was wondering if his powers were just to almost kind of like inceptionize the world, like to pull the world in and kind of close it up and throw things around. But he can actually focus his powers on objects and rip them apart rather than the surroundings. And I was like, oh, that was kind of cool.
I think it's in the end, his is telekinesis. I think his power will be telekinesis.
Yeah.
I was a little skeptical at first because it's just him bending, you know, pipes and destroying the bathroom. But
I think
he's telekinetic.
Yeah, telekinesis out of control.
It was cool. It was cool. Yeah.
All right. Any other thoughts here? We're going a little.
Are we in on this show?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
100%.
I guess so.
Jesus.
It better get better.
This is the one podcast where Sam has seen everything we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
First and last.
Yeah, apparently.
All right. And he's seen Will and Grace.
Are we going to talk about
it? I've seen Will and Grace and Riverdale.
Yeah.
I like Riverdale.
Are we going to talk about this next week?
I would like to.
So it's on Mondays.
It's on Mondays, so it's before the show. We really need to do an American Horror Story catch up here.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
I guess
we'll be sticking with this at least for next week. So
it's so far so good.
Definitely. I think you might be surprised with
it's no.
Yeah,
it's
I didn't see Legion. It, but I sort of wanted to.
I feel like you might be surprised.
It's with not it, Legion, but it's,
a lot of
it's
things
decent.
Are Legion. To be fair,
I am like craving season two.
Oh yeah.
I need that like sit back and just like
and
let
they're
the
like,
world melt around
they're
them.
They're in LA and like they're at like a nice house and it's like, oh fuck, that house would be in Legion. I'm like, oh shit. Okay.
All right, let's move on to your
Do you want to go on to the last thing?
Yeah,
okay.
The last thing.
All right, well this is a pretty simple thing, guys. You know, everything in the world that they could possibly make a reboot or sequel or what have you, you know, Hollywood execs are going far and wide to unturn any unused sort of intellectual property here. So I thought, you know, hey, let's help them out. Let's come up with some of our own of, you know, pre-existing franchises or shows or breakfast cereals or whatever.
Oh, I didn't even think of food.
Oh, man, I totally didn't think of food.
Do they still make Push Pops?
Yeah, but they're not Flintstones anymore.
Wait, a Push Pops movie? What? No, what about a Popsicle movie?
We'll talk.
No, there's like a Fudgicle one and a Rocket Pop one and like...
California Raisins.
Oh my god, I totally forgot about that.
Wait, why isn't there just a food movie? Oh,
there was.
No, there was.
Yeah, there was.
No, we talked about a food movie with Patrick Stewart.
Sausage Party.
No. There was actually, it's with like Charlie Sheen. It's like half finished.
Is that that 9/11 movie?
No.
Food to 9/11?
Makes sense. I don't know.
What? That was the thing with Sausage Party. It all happened during 9/11.
Oh my god!
I'm looking this up, but there
sorry
was
to
a
cut you off. Okay, John.
So, all right. So I'll get it started here. I thought of a bunch of like cartoons that really I only remember just out of nowhere for no reason whatsoever. But one of these that I think would be a really good one, and you know they sort of already have kind of come out with a movie sort of tangentially based on this. Tailspin.
Mm. Yes. And
where they essentially made the Jungle Book into a bunch of air pirates from like the 20s, sort of.
I forgot about that.
I like all these half explained like premises.
Have you seen DuckTales?
Woo!
They have Tailspin in that. Well, or not Tailspin. No, they have
Launchpad.
Launchpad. And he's in Tailspin, right?
No, he's in Darkwing Duck.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, never mind.
They're not the same.
He's Darkwing Duck's like sidekick.
I thought that was the same.
No.
They're not the same cinematic universe.
So it's Blue Bear from the Jungle Book.
Oh, okay. But gotcha.
Flying planes.
By the way, guys, do you know the DCEU is not the DCEU?
It's the DCEU.
No, they don't call it the DCEU.
What is it?
No, it's...
I don't know what they call it, but they some guy came out and said they don't call it the DCEU, like, internally.
By the way, just throwing this out, it's called Food Fight, starring Charlie Sheen. Actors in it, Hilary Duff, Haley Duff, Eva Longoria, Wayne Brady, Christopher Lloyd.
When did
Chris
this come
Kattan,
out?
2012.
Oh, fuck. That's so long
Stiller,
ago. We can redo it.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of people in this movie, but it was like half done, and then they just lost budget. And
oh, so it never came out?
No, it came out. It was you can get it on Prime, Amazon Prime. It's just it's a 1.8 on IMDb. Like,
okay.
It's Jesus. Awful. All
right. So there's plenty of opportunity.
Okay.
Right. But, but Tailspin though, I think it'd be a cool idea. Any of you guys ever play that game, Crimson Skies?
Yeah,
like. Pretty cool concept.
Oh yeah, that's the, like on Xbox.
Yeah, the like air pirates thing.
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool. You got Shere Khan's a bad guy. Like he's wearing a suit, even though he's a fucking tiger. Because okay, sure. And Baloo's a pilot, the kid flies on the little disc thing. It flies behind the plane.
That's right, jeez man. Good
and
memory.
It's got a fucking banger. Of a theme song.
Yeah.
Oh, we are Tailspin. Oh, we are. Alright, that's what I got.
Sam, you got any... You want to throw out...
Sam's... Okay, let the jury know that Sam's got, like...
I got, like,
a notebook full of things.
You don't have to come up with a pitch for everything. You can just read off what they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I can read off. How about this? Fight Club 2, The Adventures of Meatloaf. We just follow Meatloaf around.
Wait, Meatloaf? Was he in the movie?
Yeah.
He was in Fight Club?
Yeah, you guys don't remember him?
Yeah, but that's
really?
This is a Fight Club. That's a Fight Club.
He wasn't. Was he Bitch Tits?
I think so.
I gotta look this up now.
But like, I know he was in that.
He was in Rocky Horror.
But not Meatloaf was in it.
Loaf. Hey, there he is.
All right. What else?
Oh my god! It says Fight Club.
Yeah, he was in Fight Club.
He was Robert Bob Paulson.
That's Bitch Tits.
Yeah. Bitch Tits.
Yeah. Okay, Bitch
Nailed it.
What do you know?
What else? What else?
This one's a bit of a cheat. One of these movies is not from the 90s, but I thought it would be a good crossover. American History XXX.
Yes!
Wait, hold on.
with Vin Diesel?
With Vin Diesel.
Ice Cube, okay.
What's your other crossover?
American
History X. Like Vin Diesel teaches his cousin to not be racist.
He's not racist.
He's not racist at the end of the movie.
Well, Vin Diesel's not.
Neither is Ed Norton because John Connor got shot in the bathroom.
Well, yeah, but now we're following Xander Cruz.
Cage.
Xander Cruz is Frisky Dingo.
If you're going to do a crossover, at least get the name right of the main character.
Which like
it's an original idea by Sam Riefel.
Yeah. Oh.
Nobody has intellectual property. Sam claims it all.
Yeah.
Which hey, this is your biannual reminder. Oh God, Frisky Dingo's so good.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You just put on any
episode.
Actually,
that reminds me, Chris. Did Christina watch Frisky Dingo yet?
No.
Oh my god, I let her borrow those DVDs.
I don't think we have a DVD player right now in the TV.
Your Xbox.
Xbox.
I don't, that's not hooked up.
Right, so what else you got in that show?
And this one's kind of serious. Is there any way we can remake The Cosby Show without Bill Cosby? That way we can watch that show and not feel guilty.
That was a good show.
It was a good show.
That's a reach. That's a reach.
Yeah, reach, but
that, like, that type, of family sitcom doesn't work anymore. Nah. Like, you couldn't have Urkel. Urkel would fail.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh,
well, if Urkel came on, I mean, TGIF, I remember watching it at your house with dinosaurs and Urkel and all that.
Dinosaurs was an amazing show.
It wouldn't work now.
Yeah, dinosaurs wouldn't work.
People don't have the attention span.
What if they make a new Cosby show, but it's with a hologram of Bernie Mac?
Okay, sure.
No, yeah. It's like CGI, like what they did with Tarkin.
It was called The Bernie Mac Show.
Yeah, I know, but like, all right, so we redo The Bernie Mac Show, and we get like someone doing like the CGI Bernie Mac, you know?
That's a fair point, though. That is The Bernie Mac Show.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Sorry. All right. Yeah, but Bernie Mac Show wasn't CGI Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
It was pre-pneumonia.
I don't think he was a doctor either.
I thought we don't talk about people who passed away.
No,
not.
Well, that's
like,
recently.
Not in memorandum. Memoriam. Are you okay? Are you all set?
I got a couple more, but we can move on.
Jesus Christ! How many more?
I don't know. It was just spitball.
Oh my goodness! All right, I'll go. So number one, I cannot believe they haven't made this yet. I just want to bring it up. They haven't done a He-Man. I cannot believe they have not.
Did they do a show? That was like with Steve Hader, Bill Hader.
Oh, with it was like
on Fox.
Yeah, where it was like he had a human son.
Yeah, but that was a
That wasn't He-Man.
That wasn't He-Man.
No, it was not.
Yeah,
sort of. But it was basically.
I don't want to say I want this to be redone. It's just why you
they
know,
did one in '87. Masters right, of the Universe with Dolph Lundgren.
And it ended on that like Skeletor might still be alive.
I'm surprised they haven't touched that again though since '87.
Yeah, it's
I'm surprised. I don't want it, but you know.
I think they didn't, but it was kind of like Conan. I think Conan took the place of that.
Conan the Barbarian,
probably.
Yeah,
that's probably true. Yeah. The one we've talked about this before the show, but Street Sharks. Love to see it, but I want it to be. I would love it if it was like an animated.
You have to do animated because it's on my list. I will talk about this with you. First of all, you have to star Vin Diesel. Because of that video. Oh. No, because of the video of
selling the toys.
Oh my god, he has to be in this movie. Like, oh my fucking god. Like, you have
Did you never
to
see the video?
I haven't seen the video.
He's like so into
the
street sharks.
Send me the video.
Dude, he is so into these street sharks. Like, he's selling them. Like, this is old school.
This is Hammerhead. He's going to hammer punch. Like, I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
It's so great. It's one of the greatest nostalgia commercials I've ever seen. It's
he's skinny, rocking a leather sleeveless vest.
He's got some hair. There's some hair up there.
A little bit.
Like, this is well before, like, Pitch Black. Like, he's an unknown person.
I can't believe.
He's got to do one of the voices.
Okay.
All right.
Like, he has to.
I'll watch the video.
And I want it to be live action.
Live action Street Sharks.
You can't. But like they did with the Ninja Turtles.
Wait, the live action Ninja Turtle movies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the good ones, but the shitty ones, the more recent shitty ones.
So like you're talking Secret of the Ooze being good and then everything else after that shit.
Right.
So Michael Bay.
Yes.
And Lord Norinaga. That was awful.
I haven't even heard that.
Hey, what was the deal with Street Sharks? Like, what's the show about?
It's just a bunch of sharks that fight crime. So it's basically
Teenage Mutant Ninja Sharks.
Can I give another one that they never really expanded upon that I think would be interesting? What about the Mighty Ducks cartoon show where there are a bunch of actual ducks that fight crime in space?
They had, how about this one? Show. Biker Mice from Mars.
I know. It's a very profound concept.
It's amazing.
Biker Mice from Mars.
All right, got a few more. We already talked about it. Dino Riders. Again, I understand everybody saw this. How can you make a live action out of that? But I want it to happen.
Oh. Chris Pratt's laying the base work, man. Jurassic World. That was origin story.
The next movie is going to be them controlling dinosaurs through technology.
Chris, life finds a way.
hopefully.
I was going to say that, like, the reason why they haven't made this is because you're the only one asking for it, Chris.
life finds a way for dinosaurs to shoot missiles at each other.
I thought of it, man, and I thought of you right away.
Yep. Oh. So, and I got a few more, but I'll just Exo Squad. I'd love to see that again. And then for a toy, I picked a toy too. I want the what was it called?
Pogs.
It's Splash Out. It was the plastic ball, and it had holes in the ball, but you actually blew up a water balloon and then put it inside the ball, and then you'd toss it back and forth.
Okay.
And then it would just, like, splat.
What's your idea for this?
So how do we have a bunch of spin-off movies where...
I just want the toy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. I remember that box.
And then what would be really awesome is if they touched... If they did Police Academy again.
Which I believe they're in the talks of.
Are they?
Yes.
I heard it was rumored, but I would love to see that.
Steve Gutenberg.
And then some huge jumps, Contra and Jackal from video games. I'd like to see those.
Jackal.
Right? The Jeeps and everything?
Remember we playing that on NES in your parents' basement for hours? That fantastic. Gauntlet.
Did you get the NES, by the way?
No. I was going to touch base on that. Okay. In this.
All right, but anyway, that's it. I'm done.
Sean?
Well, I already mentioned Street Sharks, but... few others. Thundercats. I know they did like a show back in 2011, but fuck that. I mean, I would like to see a live action of Thundercats. Like, I want to see that. It'd be odd. It'd be weird. But just what this generation needs.
Go pitch it, just like that. I'm sure the creators of Inhumans will probably sign you up right now.
Head right over to ABC. Netflix is signing up for everything.
Yeah, no,
go for it.
But they're signing good
stuff.
And
it would be in 4K.
Yeah, there you go. I had like a few others that I can't even think of, but like,
I got another video game. Ooh. One. Oh. It's Top Gun, but it's a remake of the NES video game where you just always end up crashing into the aircraft carrier.
That's right, because it's impossible to land.
Impossible.
Yeah.
For a while, I didn't think you could actually beat video games as a child. It's like only...
Well, you're playing too much Friday the 13th.
It's only at the point where I got like an N64 where I was like, oh, you can actually beat these games. They're not supposed to be impossibly hard.
Yeah. Battletoads. Would love to see something for Battletoads. That's like a classic video game from my childhood.
Yep.
Between that and Double Dragon. Which Double Dragon?
We played that a lot too, man. Double Dragon 2. A lot of Double Dragon 2.
So, do you remember Gauntlet?
Yes, I do.
Ooh. Gauntlet Legacy.
I'm the level 7 wizard! You're a warrior!
That stupid exit level.
Oh, God. Oh, yes. We'd stay up so late till like 8:30.
Hours, just because you can't. Back in the day when you didn't get bored playing video games, it was just you had to go into exits in Gauntlet, and there was an exit level. It was just exits everywhere. You just had to. Gosh. Oh, I should.
Oh, man.
I kind of want... I wish that was on the NES.
So, me, I went a little different route, as I told you guys before. Things that they should just leave alone. I'm a very nostalgic person. So, you mentioned NES. I think that's great what they did with the NES, is bring it back to old school, but don't really mess with it too much. Some things are just good, and just leave it alone.
Have they messed with any of those games?
Just the graphics. Graphics are a little better, because if you plugged in an 8-bit to a 4K TV, I mean, you're literally playing Minecraft. It just would look
like they just kind of like upconverted it or whatever. But it looks the same.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a cool concept. No, I don't have it because I wasn't spending $150 off market. I'm gonna wait and just grab it
when it was $70 from Nintendo.
Yeah.
Did they just make like 20 and that's it?
Yeah, they made
and they never made anymore.
They're gonna be making another batch for Christmas.
Yeah. Okay.
But. Brendan, my brother Brendan was on here, and my father's pretty much in Ghostbusters. They never should have touched Ghostbusters, and we're not going down this road.
No,
they should not have touched it.
Yep.
They should not have touched Ninja Turtles, and they should not have, the remake of the new Ninja Turtles, they should have left it alone. And Ninja Turtles 3.
Have you seen the TV show on Nickelodeon?
It's not bad, man.
I know, right?
It's not bad.
Yeah, like, it's on Hulu, I enjoy
it. It's not bad. I'm going back to, whatever that movie came out, Turtles 3. When they went to ancient Japan.
I want to say it was 94.
Should have been Bebop and Rocksteady. And they never should have touched Power Rangers, the new Power Rangers. Like, you should have just left it alone.
Did you see the new one?
Yes. I did.
Okay. We still need a group night where we can actually watch it.
There's things that are just great, and you should just leave alone. I heard rumor of them wanting to remake Jaws. No.
No.
The only reason that Jaws was... Not the only reason. One of the reasons Jaws was good is you never saw the shark, because it didn't work. they couldn't get the shark to operate properly, so they had to not, you couldn't see it.
Right. Yeah.
And that was part, I mean, Chris, I think your mom was scared to go to the bathroom as a kid.
Yes, yes.
She watched it. I remember so, her saying, I mean, that.
When's the last time you've heard of a horror movie or a movie do that to somebody? And something they did remake that I enjoyed, and I said to Chris, I liked It. I really mm-hmm. liked It. And Halloween with Rob Zombie, the first half of that, the first half of that remake, the backstory, man, I really liked. The first half.
I didn't like the backstory,
personally. I did.
Yeah. 1983 for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, by the way.
Yeah, so there's just some things, man, just like they don't need to be rehashed. Like, why did they go and make another Indiana Jones?
They're making another one.
I know. Harrison Ford's in it. Like,
No Shia LaBeouf.
I mean, he's just, the kid's an idiot. I mean, there's things that you just want to leave alone, but some things that I think something I would like to see is, you did mention Contra. I thought that would be kind of cool. Street Sharks, I just don't know if you can do it, but that, my mind went there. I mentioned that to you. I really would wish they would have just left Ninja Turtles and Ghostbusters alone. That I still haven't seen the new Ghostbusters.
They really should have left Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I almost refuse to watch the new Ghostbusters.
I still haven't. I can't do it. And it's like, nothing, not because they're women, just when you nail something, you nail it. And you just be done with it. There's no reason to, like, even X-Files, when they brought back X-Files, I don't know if you guys watched it. I didn't mind it.
No, like, the new season of X-Files.
There was enough time passed, and you don't have to really rehash much. It's just come up with another creepy kind of story. And I thought it was cool.
Yeah, I was okay with it. They're coming out with a new season,
yeah,
by the way.
I mean,
I'm excited. I was actually excited for a new season. I'm like,
they could remake for me would be, oh god, I'm blank. Fright Night. I don't know if you guys have seen that.
They did do a remake of it with the doctor,
the kid. Well, he died David by his Tennant? Own Jeep.
David Tennant. Yeah.
They need to.
What's his face?
I wish they didn't do it that way. I really like the '80s one and Lost Boys, with
which they did like recently. Did a
It was with Kiefer. Jason Patrick.
They should get the guy from American Vandal.
He could be Kiefer Sutherland.
They're talking about remaking that.
Who would know?
Lost Boys.
Well, they did like a sequel recently.
The Thirst. There's a third one. Corey Feldman trying to get money. They did Lost Boys 2, The Tribe, and they did The Thirst.
2010, so 7 years ago.
I own all three on DVD. Which I think your sister currently has.
Really?
Yeah.
DVD or Laserdisc?
No, not Laserdisc. Blu-ray.
Did you guys get rid of all your Laserdiscs,
by the way? I still have them. I have a John Carpenter autograph Assault on Precinct 13 Laserdisc.
Wow.
Yeah. You should have saw his face when I went to meet him. He's just looking at me. He's like, what the hell? I'm like, yeah, I liked Assault on Precinct 13, man. What's up? Oh, not Assault on Precinct 13. Big Trouble in Little China. I'm sorry. It's Big Trouble in Little China, which they are remaking. And have you guys all seen that?
Yeah, but that's one of those.
It's on my list.
Okay. Yeah. Kurt Russell was a skinny dweeb in that, which was great because it made the movie work.
Yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is playing.
Of course.
He's just you can be too big for a role, and he's just too big for it.
Speaking of that, how do you feel about the Jumanji? Are you going to go see it?
No. If I see it, I will Redbox it or wait for it to come out on my TV. But I just, Robin Williams just, no pun intended, Robin Williams killed it in that movie. I mean, he was really good in that movie, and it was good. I thought, I mean, granted, if I watch it again, would it hold up? I don't know. We saw that when we were kids. But it wasn't
Not much holds up.
No, and it wasn't as comedy as the preview that I seen of The Rock. It was like, it's kind of like being a comedy. Like, they're all laughing at each other. I'm like, that wasn't that. The kids in the movie were terrified of what's going on. Like, imagine that. That'd be awful. You're looking out your house and there's like rhinoceros running down the street.
It's like a scary ass. There's the one that out of breath. That? Out of breath and wind and going.
As like, long as there's 5 minutes rhino.
After the others.
They could,
as long as that's in there.
One thing they could remake as we're on the topic. Hocus Pocus. They could do another Hocus Pocus.
They need to.
Actually.
They need to.
Did you guys see that?
What?
Okay, so.
Please don't say that they're making a second, because they're not.
So, 2 weeks ago, the screenwriter for the first Hocus Pocus said that they're in development for a second Hocus Pocus, and all the original casts are coming back, or all the three sisters are coming back. However, when you read the rest of the article, because it's clickbait, this guy has absolutely no affiliation with the remake, or sequel, whatever it is. That said, last week, so 1 week ago, Disney actually confirmed that Hocus Pocus is being remade. Not as remade,
a,
but
a TV reboot.
A TV made for TV movie.
That's fine.
Wasn't it a TV movie to begin with?
No.
Yes.
No.
I think
no,
it was made for TV.
No.
Okay. No, I think that was in the theaters, was man.
It yeah, that got. With the names attached, that got released.
What are you fucking talking about the names attached?
Bette Midler? None of
those people.
Bette Midler?
Oh, Bette Midler!
Who else was it? Was Sarah Michelle?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Well before anyone gave a shit about her.
That's valid.
It's well, McGee was in it from NCIS. He was Thackeray.
Doug Jones was in it.
Yes, all of these people who we know.
Well, okay,
and are real yeah. people.
But the fact that
we see
that,
if this was released,
the fact that Bette Midler was attached that makes me know that it's going to be released because this is like this was what 1993.
Jesus.
Like
oh,
that's
shit, yeah.
Ice.
The Ice, 1993, Ice Man. Bette Midler, yes, it's getting released in theaters.
$40 million gross.
Yeah.
Well, I
on
mean,
a $28 million budget.
Back
and,
in the day.
And you gotta add cost of whatever the cost of living expense and that, and then do the...
Inflation.
Inflation is what I'm... Cost of living, Jesus.
It's essentially what it is, though.
Didn't know the movie was renting an apartment.
No, if it got a bad credit score, I should check on FICO.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that one always got me, and my mom is Winifred Sanderson from that movie. When she had, my mom had her red hair that poofed out like that.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. My mom was Winnie. And then the Yabos. I was just talking about this today. Max likes your Yabos.
Well, because it's Halloween. It's October. Hocus Pocus is going to be on TV now.
It was just a cool concept. Like, you think of another movie they remade that wasn't good was Sandlot. Sandlot 2.
Oh, yeah.
The Sandlot was just, like, I don't want to say perfection, but, I remember your dad rented it, and we watched it at your house when we were really young, and that movie was just awesome.
For kid, like, as a child playing backyard baseball, basically, that movie just hit home.
It was definitely cool.
No pun intended.
That's why I tear up when I watch The Rookie. That was on the other day. Right at that moment, too. Damn it. It's like a three-hour movie on TV.
But, like, you watch The Sandlot, and you just, like, think back of those times, like, when we used to play Home Run Derby in your backyard.
Or Muckle.
Muckle.
Someone would always get hurt.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then dive into the sand pit.
Wait, hang on. The Rookie? Like, is that the movie where...
Dennis Quaid.
Oh, the
You need more Dennis Quaid.
That's Rookie of the Year.
I'm thinking of Rookie of the Year. Okay.
Fuck you, butt-loving!
Gosh, Henry, you could play for the Cubs.
I was wondering why you were tearing up about that.
Chet Stedman was the pitcher with the funky cheese.
Yeah. You know what? You want to know what I haven't seen in a while? We Were Angels.
Angels in the Outfield.
Angels in the Outfield. That's what it is. Yeah, that was a bad one.
This is going to be his last pitch. See the Angels floating around him? He's going to die. I'm like, that's kind of... You look back, that guy's kind of morbid because Tony Danza was the closer and he was going to die. I'm like, that's really a morbid thing.
It's like, this is supposed to be a feel-good movie.
Yeah, no. Who? Joseph Gordon-Levitt was in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably his fifth best movie.
What was it? Don't say Inception was his best.
God, I did not like Inception.
Neither did I.
Don Juan wasn't that great either. The one he wrote and directed.
Listen, it's got layers.
Full circle. It's bringing us full circle back to American Vandal.
Are we good?
Have layers.
So since Sam brought it back, are we all set?
No more dreams to
I'm good.
We ready to wrap this up?
Yeah.
John, I guess we're going to wrap something? This up.
Well, yes.
One last thing.
What?
Stranger Things says it's going to have 5 seasons.
Yeah.
Does anybody want 5 seasons of Stranger Things?
It depends on season 2. All depends on season 2. I would be
happy.
And
I really liked Stranger Things.
Yes.
I can't imagine 5 seasons being all good.
You can't go into this next season in 3 weeks and have it in the back of your mind that there's going to be 5 of these, because then you'll just be upset.
Yeah.
You have to go into it saying, this was great, let's watch another season.
Yeah.
You're just going to be disappointed. I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
If you go into it mentally saying that there's going to be 5.
I do find that when I look at TV shows and I'm like, oh, it's been greenlit for a second season. I'm not going to enjoy it as much because
you can't get you know the main character probably isn't going to die,
right?
So you know, like, if they get stuck in like a trap, you're like, oh well, they're not going to kill all 4 of these guys because there's 5 more seasons of this show.
Yeah.
Wait. So you're saying if a show's been greenlit for a second season, you're less likely to watch it?
No. Less likely to enjoy it.
Okay.
Because then I know, oh, it's getting another season, so nothing bad's going to happen to the people I care about.
Yeah. I feel like if you go back, like my wife watches Chicago PD. I've watched Chicago PD since it's been there, and she wants to go back and watch season one. And I'm like, well, it's not going to be as enjoyable because they're cops, so they get pinned down in firefights. Well, you know, Voight's not going to die. Lindsay, you all know all these characters that are in season two aren't going to die, so it doesn't.
You're not going to get the same feeling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Like, are they going to wipe out all four of those kids? Maybe. You never know.
Yeah, it is. I highly doubt it. So we are. Netflix, I feel, has an exception that they don't have to follow the rules.
That would be amazing if they just kill all the kids off like the second episode.
Boom, new cast, see ya.
And it's just like fucking David Harbour, like fucking driving around, fucking fighting crime and ghosts and whatever.
Leaving Eggos in the woods.
Yes.
And that lispy kid can go sell a 4K TV to Patterson.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about Stranger Things, like predictions or anything, or what I want. Just because I just want to go in and
Kind of like last year when we were like, hey, this show Stranger Things dropped, we should probably watch it. Oh, okay, yeah. Cultural phenomenon, like kind of thing.
And that's what Netflix does really well.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't advertise, and it's word of mouth that gets it out. Stranger Things for us was word of mouth.
It was huge.
Vandal,
and then Vandal was word of mouth.
Vandal, I mean, didn't. When did that come out? Like 2 weeks ago?
Two or three weeks ago. Okay. I think about two.
September.
I saw nothing at all about it. Then I saw
something on like Facebook.
I saw one of the reviewers that I liked mentioned it, and it was like, I know this sounds stupid, but it's good. And hey.
Yeah, it turned out pretty well. But it's word of mouth. That's what Netflix does really well. It's word of mouth.
These little like phenomenons. Like I would be shocked if like American Vandal, because everyone I've shown it to has fucking loved it. And
well, you got three more. Do you think they do another season?
I don't want, if they do, I don't want it to be the same story.
No, I agree. I want it to be something different.
It still has to be another parody on it, though.
Yeah.
It still has to
be. I'm fine with another. One thing we didn't mention about American Vandal, the opening credits, how it said, like, with the help of this high school, like, AV club. Like, the opening credits were great.
Oh, how the opening credits are actually the credits to the show.
Yes.
And not to the show. Well, the show not to the show. Netflix show.
Yes, yes. That was great.
Those are honestly so pitch perfect, too.
Yeah.
Like, the overproduced, like, credits in.
Yeah.
So fantastic.
Anyways.
Yeah, anyways. So let's wrap this up for tonight. So, if you like all of our episodes, you can find all the episodes free on Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. And leave us a message on Facebook. If you are local and would like to be on the show, you can let us know, and we'll try and get you on as Ryan.
Yep.
He's relatively local. He was on.
Greatly appreciate the opportunity, guys. And had a blast.
Anytime, anytime.
Or on Skype.
Yeah. Or on Skype.
Wait, hang on.
Oh, shit.
Chicken scissors out.
Hold on. Okay. All right. We have to phrase this question.
Oh, my God. I forgot.
So you are going to a local deli.
Okay.
For lunch.
Okay.
Sandwich shop.
I went today.
I went to Jay's Deli on Diamond Hill Road.
Okay. So you go to a local sandwich shop.
Do you have a rotation?
If I was at work, so I clearly can't go Pilgrim because that's like rather requires our nap. even if you do half, I go Pilgrim normally on the weekends. But if I'm at work, it is either Freshman or Goldfinger. And if I'm going home directly after, because out of necessity, I'll do the Ring of Fire because I know I have about 30 minutes to transport before I gotta get home. So yes, I do kind of have a rotation.
My friend gets that for some reason when we're working, like on lunch. No, I'm like, how do you do that?
Why would you do that to yourself?
Like, no. Richard does that. I'm like, why? We're nowhere close to a bathroom.
I've learned.
We're dealing with septic systems. It's not like you can run into the house and be like, I got a shit. No, we're dealing with that stuff right now. Like, why would you do that to yourself?
Well, he just tops it off. Well, who's any wiser?
Okay, so I'm in the I'm walking into said deli.
So you're walking into any deli and you're getting a sandwich.
Okay.
And then you want to, you were in for a light lunch.
Okay.
So you get a Caesar salad wrap.
Chicken Caesar salad wrap.
So, you know, they're getting the wrap together and they give you the little dressing and they put the lettuce on and everything. And then he comes up to the croutons and he says, do you want croutons? Do you say yes or no?
Yeah, I go with the big croutons. Boom. In there.
There we go, Sam.
Yeah.
Well, we were raised on croutons at Grandma's house.
Yes, we were.
Grandma had croutons. Yeah. But if you put the croutons, depends. Some places don't. Their croutons aren't the crunchy ones. They're like clumps of bread that are in it.
Soggy.
So it's. But it's fine.
Yeah. It's still fine.
Nope. See, I think if you put the croutons in, they got to be kind of soft. They can't be fucking boulders.
No, I agreed. I'm with John.
It's not. Yeah, they cannot be.
Are you on the outside looking in on this one, Sean?
No, we're anti croutons. Yeah. I'm more open if it's
bread crouton. I'm open for like softer croutons too, but like. If I'm having a chicken Caesar salad wrap, it's no crouton.
Okay.
But let's be real. You go to any random-ass pizza place, the croutons are going to be hard as fuck.
So. Oh, God, yeah.
I pose you this question. I was just at Chops.
Okay.
When you go and you order your food to stay, and you go, they make your food, you pick it up and you place yourself, and I don't know about you guys, but I always clear my own place and bring it to the little stainless steel cart.
Oh, yeah.
Do you tip? Because I hate when they put the gratuity thing there, and they watch you fill it out. Nope. I feel like I'm
Jay's
like
Deli does the same.
Am I obligated to tip you because it's there?
Nah, and then
I feel like when I cross it out, that they look at me like you're a little prick. You didn't tip me on this, but I'm like, you did nothing. You did your job.
I just sign and give it back.
You are one of 5,000 people that go in there every day and sign that thing.
Yeah.
So I don't think.
I don't know. I've always just wondered that.
Why? What's the tip for?
I'm assuming service? It's probably a generic thing that anytime you swipe a debit card or something like that, it's gratuity or tip off.
Because the systems are linked because they have the restaurant where there is actual waitresses.
The bar, not even the restaurant, the bar.
It's whatever it is, but they're linked together.
It puts me in an awkward situation. I get really nervous.
No,
I feel like I want to like take my money. But I'm also like, hey, that's my money.
That's why I always slide my hand. I always wrap my hand around so they can't see.
Every time I see that, like any place I go, I'm like, fuck. Do I?
It's a moral conundrum.
Like it is, because how often do you go to Chop?
Yeah,
it's usually once every.
But like, it's
day.
A lot of restaurants. Like you go to a Chinese place, and I'm like, but this stuff is just like under a heater the whole time, and I'm taking it to go. Like what
fair.
Did you do? Like
you did you literally did your job, or you go to Dunkin' Donuts and you tip for making the coffee. Like I literally just asked you to do your job.
Yeah. I throw like spare change.
I don't give my quarters.
That's true.
Here,
that's valid.
Quarters are gold.
Yeah, pennies all day.
Because you get.
I keep all my change. I went to the bank 2 weeks ago. I cashed $67 in coins.
Well,
I probably have more than that.
There's nothing wrong with one of my buddy's dads. He gets up very early in the morning. Goes to Dunkin' Donuts. He found a loophole. You know, Garrett, your dad goes to the Dunkin' Donuts and tries to pay with a coffee with a 50. Early in the morning when they have no change.
99 cents.
So they say, we don't have change. He never pays for the damn coffee.
That's fantastic.
I think Garrett said they caught on to him, so now they have change for him. But he lives right over there by old Benny, so there's a Dunk's right there. Yeah. He gets it on his way to work in Lincoln. And Peter Sawaya would just go in, get a medium coffee or a small coffee, try to pay with a 50. Oh, we don't have change. Oh, I don't know. They just give him the coffee and tell him for free. I'm like, you are working the system, my man.
Hey, you got to give him credit, though.
Oh, he found it.
Oh, yeah. You find that loophole, you milk it for all it's got.
At least he tried.
Cool.
Yeah, like I got a free taco today because it was free. It was National Taco Day. Someone else in my building had a taco truck come up. In no way related to my company. But I just went up, got a taco, didn't ask me for money. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Free taco. It's good tacos, too, man. Fuck.
Was it Mijo's Tacos?
No, this is up in Newton, so I have no idea what the place is called. It's good, though. My props to this place that I don't know and can't recommend.
Yeah. Well,
don't know how to recommend.
So if you know this company, I mean, definitely go to it. Best tacos in Boston.
I mean, how many taco trucks are there?
Well, there's literally one down the street over by the Cumberland Hill Fire Department.
Yeah. Mijo's. Croutons in your tacos, or...?
No.
All right, let's close this out.
Cool. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
But again, facebook.com/ Knights of Nerditude. Leave us a review on iTunes as well. And that does it for us for this week. Until next time.
Bye.
Good night.
Adios.
See you.